In the gospel reading today, our Lord speaks to us about the evil generation in which he himself was living. And indeed, very evil it was, so much so that, remember that the historian Josephus talks about the demonic activity that was going on in Jerusalem being so bad by the year 70 that he said if the Romans hadn't destroyed the city, the earth itself would have opened up and swallowed it. And so things were not good. You know, we like to think, oh, in the ancient times everything was so wonderful and it's gotten so bad now. Well, it's gotten really bad now, but things were not always so wonderful way back when. But I find it interesting in the gospel reading today that our Lord speaks to us about two people. First of all, he talks about the Queen of the South, the Queen of Sheba, and how she came from, he says, the ends of the earth, which in this case would actually be Ethiopia, but nonetheless, 2,000 years ago, a trip from Ethiopia up to Jerusalem would not have been a simple task, but she came all that distance to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And we hear about Jonah going to Nineveh, and how the people of Nineveh had repented when they heard the words of Solomon. Now, what I find interesting about that is that the two people that he used as an example, the two groups anyway, because the second one is the people of Nineveh, are pagans. The Queen of Sheba wasn't Jewish, and the Ninevites were not Jewish. The Queen of Sheba was looking for the wisdom that Solomon had. Did the Jews really want that? No. The Ninevites heard what Jonah had said and they repented. Read the scriptures. Prophet after prophet after prophet after prophet that God sent. Did the people repent? Nope. And now the Son of God himself comes. And did the people repent? No. Certainly some did. Just as we can look around at ourselves and say, well, yeah, hopefully I've repented. But we look around society, especially this one, because this used to be called a Christian society, a Christian called country. It is anything but at this point. And so we look around and realize, no, there has not been repentance. There has not been a turning to God. So St. Paul, when he went to Rome, talks about the fact that he was calling the people, preaching the gospel, and calling them to the obedience of faith. Now that's a term that St. Paul uses right at the very beginning of his letter to the Romans, and right at the very end. So it's like bookends in that letter to the Romans. And what an important point for all of us. The gospel is a call to the obedience of faith. And how often the words of the gospel go in one ear and out the other. Yeah, I've heard that 1,000 times before. It's the word of God. It doesn't matter how many times you've heard it, it's the word of God. It needs to go in the ear and into the heart, and it needs to make a change. But we don't want to change. And so we just let it go out the other ear. We want to live like a bunch of pagans. We want to fit in with a pagan culture around us. We don't really want to serve the Lord. We just want him as part of our life. We want to hedge our bets in case this is real. Now, Jesus said there is one greater than Solomon here, and there is one greater than Jonah here. As St. Paul told us, he's the Son of God. There's no hedging of bets. As I keep telling you, where we're headed, there are only two options. There is no in-between. There is no hedging bets. You either put it all on Jesus or you put it all on Satan. It's one or the other. No in-between in this one. And so ask yourself seriously, if you knew, let's say that our blessed Lord was alive today, would you be willing to go to Jerusalem to hear him? Again, we're not just going from Ethiopia up to Jerusalem, but you know, we've got airplanes and boats and other things, so you know it's not that difficult for us to get there. Would you be willing to do that? If our Lord came here today and started to preach, do you think the town would repent? Would we even want to hear what he had to say? Would we say, this guy's crazy? He wants me to give up living like everyone else and live like I really believe in God. He wants me to change my life. He wants me to get rid of all my stuff that stands in the way. He wants me to be holy. Now, if we translate that into modern lingo, he wants me to be different. He wants me to be weird. What would people think? That becomes our problem, doesn't it? What would people think? Not about the obedience of faith, not about the Son of God. It's about the people. And it's about our comfort. Because if we do this or that or the other thing, oh, that's a little uncomfortable for me. If people don't like me, that's uncomfortable. People think I'm weird. I don't like that. What happens when we stand before God? Do we want to be comfortable there? Then we're going to need to be uncomfortable down here. Do we want to fit in with God? Then we're not going to fit in here. So we have a choice. Either the people here can think you're weird, or on the day of judgment, God's going to think you are. So he's going to look and say, I tell you, I do not know you. We're going to say, hey, but didn't I do this and that and the other thing? He's going to say, I don't know who you are. I don't recognize you. So we need to really look at that point. The gospel is about the obedience of faith. Do we have that? To really embrace and to live the message of truth, the message of salvation. We're not talking about little things. We're not talking about these are just some cool ideas that Jesus had. We're talking about the salvation of our souls. We're talking about eternal life. We're talking about the weightiest matters in the universe. And yet we have made them to be of little importance because there are so many other things that are so much more important. So where are our priorities? Again, look at that question and ask yourself, what would you be willing to do to be able to be united with Jesus? If he were preaching today, would you go to hear him? Because one day you are going to go to him. He's going to be your judge. If he were to preach today here, would we repent? Would we change our lives? Or would we let it just go in one ear and out the other? The way that we do over and over and over again. These are hard things for us to hear. But it's the challenge of the gospel to let it into the heart, to let it transform us, to let us change us. Not change us in a bad way, but change us to become who we were created to be. We're made in the image and likeness of God. We're baptized. We're children of God. We're supposed to be like him. So if the world thinks we're weird, it thought Jesus was too. It's a good thing. If God thinks that we're weird, that's not a good thing. God doesn't recognize the ways of the world. Instead, he sent our Lord and his apostles to teach us the obedience of faith.